This morning, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown arrived at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Upper Marlboro to meet a pre-arranged sea of cheering supporters and a half dozen TV cameras. Brown voted alongside his mother and his wife, and afterward, he was all conviction that he'll win tonight against Republican gubernatorial candidate Larry Hogan.
I got a great crew, great team. They've done their job. We're going to push through until election, till the polls close at 8 p.m. We're confident, but we'll never be complacent.
Prince George's is Brown's home turf. The county has elected him to every office he's ever sought. But Brown has flagged in statewide polls despite Maryland's overwhelmingly Democratic tilt. So even with an almost certain win in this bright blue county, he needs to make sure core Democratic voters turn out strong. The same is true for Montgomery County, where he headed later in the day to greet voters in Silver Spring.
Ella, how are you doing?
Oh, boy, you better win.
Yeah,
better
well, with your
win.
Vote, we're going to get this done. Thank
well,
you.
Well, you got my vote
good.
Already.
Well, I see you voted. Yes, indeed.
I did, always. Good. It's my privilege.
Brown will watch the returns in College Park this evening. Until then, he says he'll keep beating the bushes to bring voters to the polls. In Montgomery County, I'm Christopher Connolly.
Go, Larry, go! Go, Larry, go!
And I'm Karen Hostler in Edgewater in Anne Arundel County. On the final day of his relentlessly uphill campaign for governor, Larry Hogan sounded like a gambler, nearly convinced that he had beat the long odds.
You know, we're really hopeful and optimistic. It's feeling pretty good. But we're hoping everybody gets out and votes. All the latest polls show us ahead, but we're running like we're 20 points behind. We're going to keep working until it's over.
Hogan cast his own vote mid-morning near his home here. He arrived in the giant Change Maryland bus that symbolizes his bid to thwart what had seemed the near-certain ascension of Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. Capping the list of GOP dignitaries waiting to greet him was former governor and Hogan boss Robert Ehrlich. Ehrlich pronounced this a good day for Republicans, locally as well as nationally.
This is a pretty strong wave Republican cycle. And it's helping Larry a lot. Larry's run a terrific campaign as well. Brown's been a weak candidate, and he's also had just the 40 tax increases and the O'Malley legacy to deal with.
When reporters and photographers pressed Hogan for any last-minute appeals to prospective voters, he said the future was up to them. We should know by tomorrow how they responded. With Christopher Connolly, I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.